This is Jean Watson, and I'm so glad you could join me today on UCB Ireland. Are you facing any challenges right now that seem bigger than you can handle? We all go through difficult times in life, but I want to encourage anyone who's struggling today to find strength, hope, and encouragement in the Word of God. When our hearts are overwhelmed with fear or discouragement, it's easy to lose sight of the truth of who God is and how much He loves us. The world tells us that if we're struggling, we just need to try harder to figure things out. But the Bible tells us the exact opposite. Time and time again, when the Lord's people were facing a challenge, they reminded themselves that it was the Lord who would fight their battles for them. The whole gospel message proclaims to us that God is for us, and He's able to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. What comfort it is to know that when we are weak, we are strong. As Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12:9, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." And just listen to what the writers of the Bible said of the Lord. Exodus 15:2 says, "The Lord is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation." Psalm 18:2 says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." Psalm 27:1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Psalm 28:7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped." Isaiah 12, verse 2 says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for Yah, the Lord, is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation." Habakkuk 3:19 says, "The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and He will make me walk on my high hills." Isaiah 40, verses 29 through 31 says, "He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Do you notice how in all of those scriptures, the Lord was the one doing the work? He was giving strength where it was needed. And that's what the grace of God looks like: help, strength, deliverance, power, given not to the capable, but to those who believe. Maybe you're listening to this message and saying, "That's me. I feel weak. I feel overwhelmed with life right now, and I don't know how to help myself." Perhaps you're dealing with a financial crisis, or a scary health diagnosis, or a broken relationship. Maybe it's a wayward child, or simply depression or anxiety. Well, the Word tells us that if we cry out to God, admit our weaknesses, and ask, the Lord will help us. He'll help me and help you. Psalm 18:3 says, "I called to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies." Isn't that encouraging? It's encouraging, but not always easy to believe. What we need then is not necessarily to be strong, but rather to have the faith to receive the Lord's strength. Romans 10:17 tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So spend time in God's Word. Ask the Lord to speak to you through His Word. As you and I meditate on the truth of who God says He is, we will receive His faith to trust in His mighty power. Will you with me take a leap of faith and trust that God will send the help you need? He will be your strength. He will open the way where there seems to be no way. Let's pray together and ask God to give us hearts that will fully trust His love and receive His strength through the truth of His word. Father, thank you for the encouragement that's in your word if we will just read it and believe it. Change our hearts, Lord. Help us to really believe who you say you are and that you love us like you say you do. Give us the faith to receive your strength for every challenge we face this week. And we give you all the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I hope you're encouraged, friend. It's not an accident that you tuned into this program today. And I know that God wanted to remind you that He sees right where you are and He will be your strength when you feel weak if you'll call upon His name. Thanks for listening, and I hope you can tune in again next time on UCBE Ireland. Take care now.